KSR News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hamas releases the first batch of hostages under a ceasefire deal that began Friday.
13 Israelis who have been held in the Gaza Strip since the militant group staged a raid on Israel nearly 7 weeks ago have been released, according to officials and media reports. 12 Thai nationals were also released, according to Thailand's prime minister. An Israeli official confirmed that the Thai captives left Gaza and will be treated at a hospital in Israel. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because she was not authorized to discuss the releases with the media. I'm Karen Chamas.
An Israeli military spokesman is warning Palestinians in Gaza that the war is not over yet. The IDF posted a message in Arabic Friday reminding Palestinians that the humanitarian pause was only meant to be temporary. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's lone Democrat challenger will not seek re-election to the House in 2024.
Dean Phillips says it's time to pass the torch after three terms in Congress. The announcement by the 54-year-old Minnesota congressman, whose term will end in January 2025, brought a swift reaction from the Republican Party of Minnesota, which said it looks forward to winning back control of his seat in the House. Phillips praised Mr. Biden, but said the Democrats need someone younger to win against former President Trump in the election next fall. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
An overheating issue with Jeep Wrangler plug-in hybrid vehicles leads to a recall by automaker Stellantis. Approximately 44,000 Jeep Wrangler 4XE models are affected, and the automaker says they've been notified of six fires. All of the vehicles were in park, turned off, connected to chargers when the fires were reported. Officials say 2021 to 2024 models are part of the recall. The Wrangler 4XE was the best-selling hybrid vehicle in the U.S. in the third quarter of the year. This is SRN News. An NBA player releases a line of sneakers bearing Bible verses.
Jonathan Isaac's shoes are the first ones ever commercially produced that have scripture printed on them. The Judah 1 sneakers feature such verses as 2 Corinthians 4:9 and Romans 8:37. The Orlando Magic star says he wants people to stand up for what they believe, adding that the verses, quote, were important to me and spoke to my journey and spoke to who I am as an individual. Isaac, who is an ordained minister, is a Haitian American. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling out American corporations for their partnerships with the Chinese government. The commission's released a statement condemning U.S. corporations for continuing to conduct business in China while ignoring the country's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. Christians are routinely persecuted in China, but the communist government is going after other faith groups as well. This is SRN News. A 23-year-old Pennsylvania woman is sentenced to decades in prison for a deadly crash on a Philadelphia interstate. Rich Thomason has more.
Jayanna Webb admitted driving under the influence when she struck and killed two state troopers and a pedestrian last year. She pled guilty to three counts each of third-degree murder and homicide by vehicle. She's been sentenced to 27 and a half to 60 years in prison. Her lawyer tells the Philadelphia Inquirer that Webb, who is 7 months pregnant, will be allowed to remain free until she gives birth. He says she has expressed deep sorrow and apologized. Rich Thomason reporting.
Chocolate brownies are being recalled in 14 states because of undeclared peanuts. The FDA says about 500 cases of brownies by Diane's Fine Desserts of Massachusetts are being voluntarily recalled because of a peanut allergy warning that was left off of the packaging. More details at SRNnews.com.